WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The quest to understand tornadoes has taken many roads. In our last episode, I spoke of several of these, including one called stick nets. Stick nets were developed by students and faculty at Texas Tech University as a versatile rapid deployment meteorological observing station. They were affectionately dubbed stick net for the resemblance to a stick figure. The platforms are designed to be deployed in large numbers in a relatively short period of time, 3 minutes or less, and by a small number of people in order to collect high-resolution meteorological data. The original project goal was to provide a large number of surface meteorological observations from the environment near supercell thunderstorms. However, the probes can be adapted to collect data in the hurricane environment too. Other applications for stick nets include dry lines, urban wind flows, density currents, synoptic wind events, and terrain-induced flows, to name just a few. The stick net project began in the summer of 2005 with the design of two prototype systems. The original design was done by wind engineering students during a summer field laboratory. Two completed prototypes were tested in the spring of 2006, and modifications were made to the original platform. Construction of the first 10 probes was completed for the 2006 Atlantic hurricane season, along with the completion of the first transport trailer. 25 platforms were scheduled for operation by August of 2007, with a final goal of 40 probes by 2008. StickNet probes come in two instrument configurations. One, dubbed P1, was designed using an R.M. Young wind monitor as the wind sensing equipment. It also features a shielded temperature and relative humidity probe. The barometric pressure sensor is located inside the data acquisition enclosure. The second configuration, called P2, features an all-in-one instrument from Visala, which includes a sonic anemometer, acoustic precipitation sensor, hail count, temperature, relative humidity, and barometric pressure, all in one instrument. This instrument was chosen for its digital output capabilities as well as the precipitation measurements. Approximately half of all StickNet probes are P2 configurations. Now, the instrumentation is mounted to a Crane Engineering tripod. The data acquisition enclosure is connected to a section of steel pipe welded to the top of the tripod. The enclosure is suspended beneath the tripod with an additional section of steel pipe for mounting and stability. The tripod is anchored with 3 2-foot stakes driven into the ground perpendicular to the bottom of each leg in order to provide resistance against uplift forces. Load calculations suggest that the stick net platform can withstand peak 3-second wind gusts of 140 miles an hour without additional anchoring. Uncovering the mysteries of our atmosphere is always a daunting challenge.